Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
I think what a lot of this is going to kind of come down to is the way that data, like real solid data, is perceived and how factual people want to make it. How much weight does it hold? How accurate is some of that data? If we are in a place where some of the Cellbrite data can be looked at both ways and one say, well, it had to have been this time or another time, that doesn't seem like a very scientific piece of data. One would think that we could actually get a conclusive answer to that without a lot
That's
of speculation. Also, the GPS data, too. On the phone of John's phone, it doesn't show that he ever entered the house either. It shows the cell, at least his cell phone, never entered the house. But again, we're talking GPS data from satellites, and we're talking right outside a home versus inside a home. I have GPS on my phone all the time. I use it with my kids we all keep track of each other and such. And sometimes it says I'm outside when I'm sitting here in my office. It pings in different ways. So could it be off a couple degrees? And that just could be what it is. Her vehicle showing that she reversed very fast for a moment on that data. Does that mean she hit anybody? Not necessarily. It means she backed up and she was drinking. So maybe she did hit the accelerator. There's just so many.
Or maybe she was stuck in snow and had to gun it a little. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a million reasons. There's a lot of stuff going on there. But so while his phone says one thing, his Apple Watch says something different. Mm-hmm. His Apple Watch has him going up 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, there, which would insinuate that he was in the house.
Yeah. And that's what makes it also, it just adds so many more questions to this of data that we look at and think, oh, this must be, you know, it's data. It's not speculation. It's not someone hearsay or their recounting of an incident after they've been drinking. We want these things to be so solid, but maybe they're not quite yet. I mean, they seem to almost be putting
the Cellbrite stuff is going to be pretty solid.
Yeah.
I've you know, the problem right now is that we're in pretrial motion phase, mm-hmm. and we've got the defense putting forth their expert who gives a very detailed explanation of the file and where it was found. Because when the state originally, because the, like through the defense's motion, they basically asked the court to have Jen McCabe turn her phone over, but she volunteered to do it. So she handed her phone over. The Alberts guy didn't. No one else in that house did, but Jen did.
Yep.
And so when the state claims that they originally ran their report, that they didn't find that search. So it was actually the defense's expert when he ran the report and when he ran the phone that he found this actual the search that had taken place and gives an exact time. That's what I'm saying. Like you, the state trooper guy, that's not their, that's like me saying that, you know, I've taken three classes on how to like be a dentist.
And now you're an expert.
6 hours a piece. And now I'm an expert dentist. I mean, no one's coming to me for dental work based on that. I mean, state troopers just, he's not an expert in it. Like I want the guy who developed the software. That's who's an expert, you know, like we can't pretend like there's not people out there that develop this software and know everything about it.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't have to be a mystery like that.
It does,
you know, right. And I know that the defense is expert is truly an expert in this type of data. So, I mean, he's going to testify, you know, he has a report out there. I've seen it. It's very thorough, you know, and like in the state's rebuttal is like, oh, it's not there because we said it wasn't there. So that's it. You know, that's basically what their report, that's how it reads. They're talking about it being in the WAP file or a WAL, W-A-L file.
Yeah.
But give no explanation as to how or why. You know, they're saying that she searched for like about a kid's soccer game at the same time. You know, so it's like there's no real explanation there. And again, that's why you have trial. So you've got those issues. You've got the snowplow driver who's going to come on. And, you know, I mean, to me, it's leaning heavy, reasonable doubt. Like, I don't think they're going to be able to convict her, which does nothing for John O'Keefe.
No.
Which brings me back to the original point. Why aren't you doing a full investigation? Is it because there's cops in that house? Mm-hmm. Is that why there wasn't a full investigation? Because now that this woman, and once she gets found not guilty, because they find that there's reasonable doubt, which there just is. Yeah. I mean, you could just look, you and I could have this discussion forever and we're both going to land on there's reasonable doubt.
On both.
Like we, right.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, but like, but we can't say on both because they didn't do an investigation into them.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, without the evidence.
The guy sold his family house that's been in the house for generations a month after the incident so that nobody can get in there. The dog that he had, the German Shepherd that he had, which the defense is claiming had, that's how the like John O'Keefe got these huge gouges on his arm. And they frankly do look like dog scratches to me.
People
are like, oh, those don't look like dogs. Like if a dog, and it looks like, have you ever seen a shepherd training for like when they're training? Have you ever seen a German Shepherd?
Yes.
Like a training video? The guy with the big, like the big glove that covers his whole arm. And that's what it always is. The dog attacking the arm. That's what it always is.
Yeah.
To me, it looks like the dog had its paws and its claws on either side, one on the bicep, one on the arm, and then was gnawing on his elbow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, completely. In fact, we have the image here. Give me 1 second to pull it up. This is what we're looking at. This is the bite marks on his arm that were shown in court. And they don't look like defense wounds from a person by any means. They do look like, the first thing I thought without knowing much was they were inflicted by an animal. That's like kind of the only thing that way that reads to me is exactly, you know, what took place there.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm just using common sense looking at that. I'm not a doctor, you know, but I've looked at hundreds and hundreds of autopsy reports on my cases. And I mean, there's typically an explanation. Now, like the state's, the ME, whoever did the autopsy is claiming that, you know, she didn't think that it was done by an animal. So, you know, and that's where kind of the conspiracy like chatter started. That like, how can anybody that's qualified look at that and not think that, like, even a possibility that an animal had done that, like a dog had done that. And they're like, if you would have blown it up, can you blow that up at all?
Yeah, I can
like
make
cover
it
my face.
Yep.
Blow it up. I mean,
yeah.
Those look like scratches to me. I don't know what else to tell you.
The first thing it does, it looks like scratches from an animal. It does not look like a defensive wound. Does it look like an injury you'd get from being hit by a car?
While wearing a long sleeve shirt
in winter,
January,
and probably a jacket. And it looks like, yeah, it looks like, I don't know why. And that seems to be, I would say, almost, you know, part of the problem is we have experts and we used to rely on them and we do rely on them, but I guess we have to examine more about what qualifies as an expert. Just because one someone says they're an expert, does that always make them an expert? I don't think so. I mean, there's been plenty of cases just in the last year that we've watched where they bring an expert in and the expert's not remotely qualified in what they're talking about.
I know. It's like, you know, and there's two aspects of that. Like one, you've got the state who's using state employees, mm-hmm. you know, whether it be, you know, the ME, the medical examiner, or, you know, somebody else in that department that has conducted the autopsy and they've come to their conclusions. And then, you know, which is an employee of the state,
mm-hmm.
you know, they typically are unflappable in terms of getting them to change mm-hmm. their mind on the stand. You never see it happen for a reason. And it's the same with the defense's experts.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have their own expert. And the first thing that they're going to say, you know, the state will say, well, you know, wouldn't you be able to more accurately evaluate the wounds and come to your own conclusion had you really seen the person, you know, physically in real life as opposed to looking at photographs? And the expert will say, well, yeah, of course. But, you know, I had to use what I was given, you know, mm-hmm. and weren't you paid to come here and testify? You know, you'll get those attacks like you always do for every witness. So mm-hmm. each side expert has warts. You know, one's a lackey for the state and the other's a lackey for the defense,
yeah,
and a hired gun. And they always say what each side needs them to say, always. And they never change their opinion. Like that's why they don't have credibility with witnesses typically. Yeah. That's why they always say expert witnesses X each other out, because nobody trusts either of them because mm-hmm. they're just saying what they're being paid to
mm-hmm.
by the state and by the defense to come on and say. And they never change, like no one can ever convince them to ever change their mind. No matter how strong an argument is made mm-hmm. while they're on the stand, they still will just, you feel it when you're watching. You're like, hey, this person's not credible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm hearing the questions they're asking. It's a good question. And they're skirting the issue. They're not answering it. They're avoiding it, which then I immediately lose any kind of trust into that person's opinion on anything, because I know that they're just testifying to what they need to testify to for their side. So, yeah, man, it's one of those cases that it is literally why they have trials, because we have disputed facts and there's a plausible argument for both. There just are. There is, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it could certainly have been that Karen hit him. Like, no, now, while I don't believe that anything that we're seeing from the physical evidence makes any sense as to that's what happened, but weird things happen. I don't know how he gets this, you know, crack on the back of his skull if he's hit,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, unless he's facing badly. I mean, you have to try to figure it out in your mind in terms of how it could have happened where he's going to sustain those types of injuries and not have anything on his torso anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how does that happen? If I hit you 20, like I hit a deer once, probably going like 17 miles an hour, I killed it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so like the impact is going to be great. Like 20 miles an hour is, you know, it's a good speed.
Sure.
And if you get hit, and if like, unless it just hit his head, the fact that there's no bruising anywhere, mm-hmm. not on his legs, not on his torso, not on his stomach, not on his chest, not on his arms, mm-hmm. all the injuries are out facially and on the back of the head and on the arm.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, while I think that there is a world that exists that Karen could have easily have accidentally backed into him mm-hmm. and didn't realize it when it happened. Like you said, she hit a snowbank, or she's backing up and she hits the curb with her tire and she doesn't realize it. You know, it's like the other thing is when, and I know that it's been pulled, but they're like, modern cars, and she had a Lexus, like a relatively new Lexus, anything, they all have sensors, and all that data is going to be in the black box or whatever that data is called, that you can draw from, like the stuff that they used, the Navistar stuff that they used in the Murdoch case, man. I mean, they had to, we knew when you turned the engine over, you know, if you hit something, it's going to know. It seems like that should be something that we will see definitively at trial. Like, okay, so we pulled the data from the Lexus, and this shows that she made contact with something with, you know, the right rear bumper at 12:30. If that's the case, then Karen Reed accidentally hit John O'Keefe, or maybe intentionally hit John O'Keefe, and eventually he died of hypothermia. You know what I mean? Like that changes the narrative completely. That to me is extremely compelling evidence and basically irrefutable.
Without a doubt. Yeah. There's so many after having our conversation here. I have so many more questions now than I did at the beginning. But here's another one, and we'll wrap on this, is what if it was a little bit of both? What if she did hit him? What if she did knock him down? What if he got back up and then still intended to go to the party? And then something happened there. What could it have been? Both parties involved, neither wanted to kill him, but this is how it ended up in such a twisted way. John O'Keefe is the only one who would probably truly know that, but I could see it being some sort of very just horrible string of events that ended up with John losing his life.
Yeah, I mean, it's no matter which way you slice it, it's tragic. And frankly, under both scenarios, I don't think that the intent, if it was Karen accidentally running into him, or, I mean, the only way that it's murder is if she intended on hitting him, and I'm just not buying that.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.